excited for a home opener here and see how the fans react when they're all packed into this stadium.
Right. Yeah. You know, there's nothing like opening day. And we were talking about that last week, that when you start opening day at a visitor stadium, so you get two flyovers. you get a flyover, and we got a flyover in Tennessee, and we'll get a flyover here in New England. So that's exciting.
Talk about the secondary that you're going to face with Eugene Wilson back there and all the students. How good are they?
They're real good. You know, they're just the classic tough guys of the NFL. Adrian's been around for a long time. He's savvy. Rhodes is the same way. And like I was saying yesterday, that pass rush definitely puts a lot of pressure on the offense. And the corners are able to make plays out there. So, you know, if you're making a lot of mistakes offensively and you're in a lot of long yardage situation, that's the ideal situations for that active defense.
So just like every week, it's on the offense to kind of make sure those second and third downs are not second and long and third and long.
You know, and that's a goal. You know, that's a goal for every week is, you know, if you can stay out of those situations, then you can minimize the unforced errors, then you'll be in position to pretty much call the game how you want.
Does Bill have to remind you these guys are pretty good, even though they don't get a lot of respect around the league?
You know, he doesn't have to, because, you know, these guys are guys who individually get a lot of respect around the league. And now that the philosophy is starting to be well executed amongst the players, they're a good team. But Even when I was thinking about that team, even in St. Louis, they were always that team that they could win every Sunday, but things just kind of fell apart and things didn't fall into place for them. But, you know, they're a good team, and individually those players get a lot of respect.
Brandon, it seems like there's a lot that goes into executing that back shoulder throw. What goes into that from a quarterback and a wide receiver standpoint to get that down?
You know, it's just a play. It's a play. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's accuracy. It's a contested pass. So, you know, the level of difficulty is very high on the play. And it's, you know, just with practice, it's something that players execute.
Brandon, with as many weapons as you guys showed you can have on Sunday, including a running game, you have to understand that, you know, there are some games where you may not get, you know, as many opportunities.
I think so. You know, I think we're it's not so much, you know, that we have so many weapons and it's not enough to go around. It's just that, you know, we're all going to have our day. You know, we're going to have opportunities to make plays, and we're going to have to do our best to be available when that time comes, and make them when we get our opportunities.
And talk about your adjustment that you make with Tom Brady. How is that coming along? You did make an adjustment after the first open pass and made some great catches out there.
There's no adjustments that were out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, see you guys.